2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on any smart speaker, the KSL News Radio app, and in your car at 102.7 FM. KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio, Utah's all day companion for news.
It's 4 o'clock at KSL News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Maria Chaleo, sitting in today for Jeff Kaplan. It's a hot one, 100 degrees. KSL
heat wave.
Top story this half hour. Record-setting heat along the Wasatch Front today. The National Weather Service says Salt Lake City hit 102 degrees this afternoon, which breaks the record of 101 back in 1974. Even before this extreme heat, doctors say they have been seeing a high number of heat-related illness cases at local hospitals. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
When people ignore the early warning signs like fatigue and nausea, heat-related symptoms just get a lot worse. Intermountain Emergency Medical Director Adam Ball says they include severe cramps that can last over an hour.
People can begin to faint when they're very dehydrated, and when that's putting stress on their heart, they can become quite confused.
Plus, pulmonologist Denita Blagev says the ozone combined with the heat can cause significant breathing problems for people with asthma, COPD, and those who recovered from COVID-19.
Warm air tends to be pretty good, but hot air really does irritate people as well, and they feel like they're suffocating.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
A Sugar House office complex is a total loss after a late-night fire that brought the two-story structures to the ground. Fire crews say this blaze caused so much damage, investigating it will be much harder to do. Investigators say when damage is this widespread, a lot of the clues about accelerants and starting points are destroyed with everything else.
There will still be residues that, say, a dog may be able to pick up on. But, again, there's added difficulty because this is a two-story structure. We don't know what was inside of each one of those.
Captain Tony Stowe says they are hoping nearby businesses have surveillance video since they doubt any hard drives and camera footage can be salvaged from the scene. Our top national story this hour from ABC News. President Biden holds his first summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week. One item on the agenda is likely to be two Americans held by Russian authorities for 2 years now. ABC's Moscow correspondent Patrick Reivel has more.
Paul Whelan has spent over 2 years in detention in Russia, jailed on spying charges his family and U.S. officials say are fabricated. His family have released a message from Whelan recorded from his prison camp, calling on President Biden to help him when he meets with Vladimir Putin this week.
President Biden, after 30 months of being wrongfully detained...
Whelan is one of two American ex-Marines U.S. officials say Russia has seized as hostages. President Biden is expected to raise Whelan's case and that of the other American, Trevor Reed, when he meets Putin in Switzerland on Wednesday. Patrick Reivel, ABC News, at the Foreign Desk.
An off-duty Delta flight attendant is under arrest this week after police say he was being unruly, making terroristic threats, and assaulting members of the cabin crew on a flight from Los Angeles to Atlanta. ABC's Gio Benitez has more.
The plane making an emergency landing in Oklahoma City, where it was swept by police and cleared. Passengers say the man's appearance raised eyebrows even before the flight. Seen wearing a helmet, elbow and knee pads, and acting strange. Authorities pointing to signs of mental health issues.
The suspect, Stephen Duncan, was on leave from his position. Some passengers say that they had to subdue Duncan after the pilot made an announcement. The status of Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante monuments is one step closer to having an answer. KSL News Radio's Lindsay Ertz has more.
Interior Secretary Deb Haaland is reportedly recommending fully restoring the protections to both Bears Ears and Grand Staircase Escalante to President Joe Biden. Two sources opposed the move and recently penned a letter urging President Biden to work cooperatively on a solution. When Secretary Haaland was here in April, Senator Mike Lee argued the monument shouldn't be moved by executive order.
Utahns who live near national monuments, Utahns whose professional livelihoods, whose ability to graze their cattle, to run their businesses have been adversely affected.
No word yet on whether President Biden will indeed do this, but he has said he favors it. Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
National park managers say they are considering all options as more and more crowds flood and sometimes close entrances to parks in Utah. One option is to require reservations, but local travel guide and blogger Bob Grove tells KSL's David Dujanovic he opposes that idea.
Even a reservation on the shuttle was incredibly difficult. And if you didn't, how do you plan your trip to Zion if you can't get into the place, into the area of the park that you're really there to see?
Grove and other local business owners are concerned that that will discourage people from planning trips to the area. Millions of dollars in donations are going to happen over the next few years from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints to help in their years-long partnership with the NAACP. NAACP President and CEO Derek Johnson said afterward that the relationship that they have built means they can work together well with their shared values.
The scholarship program is absolutely consistent with the self-reliance of the church, but also something that we've always promoted. The vehicle we've used is UNCF, and so that's easy.
He says the church's international reach in Africa will help with the fellowship that they created today. They also plan to have neighbors and residents work together in several inner city areas of the country on the humanitarian and service work that was announced. Ricky Meese, the fire still burning?
The fire is out. Fire crews remain on the scene, even though I'm not seeing any kind of sparks or flames, and definitely no smoke where it was once drifting across the roadway, causing reduced visibility. But if you're traveling I-80, you're not going to be able to connect to southbound I-215's West Belt. And if you're traveling southbound on the West Belt, your delays are back to 1200 North, where we have this roadside fire at about 800 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Today is Flag Day. When was the U.S. flag adopted? Jeff Kaplan is going to tell us in his minute of news that's coming up next.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.